mini lightning round here.
Favorite moment at the stadium?
Favorite moment at the stadium would have to be the opening game. It doesn't get any better than that, you know, just because of, I played so many years in the league without a place to actually call home, and walking out on the field for that first time and winning that game really put an exclamation point on my career in the MLS and, you know, our relationship with the city of Houston and BBVA.
Fact check. That was the first time you played a home game in a soccer-specific stadium, correct?
No, unfortunately, I played in the Columbus Crew, which wasn't really a stadium, but it was the first soccer-specific stadium that I could ever call home. And, you know, and that meant a lot for somebody who's been in the league for 10, 12 years.
Shay, same question to you. Favorite moment at the stadium?
Does it have to be one?
Well, okay.
Can we do sporting and, you know, music event, you know, maybe?
Okay, fine. Yeah, go. You know what? That's it.
No, obviously, you know, first game, clearly, you know, it was great. But, you know, even more than that, the Charities Cup, you know, that came like right after, I think it was maybe 2 weeks or something like that. Against, you know, Valencia, it was amazing. You know, it was packed. You know, everybody went out. You know, we had, you know, a lot of, you know, visitors too on our side. You know, so it was just big on you know, on the field, big, you know, outside the field. It was great. It was a great experience. And then you know, from a music, I have to say, you know, the Live Right Badge, you know, let's plug it in. And just because, you know, I've always, you know, wanted, you know, more music, you know, events, you know, to come, you know, to the stadium. I think it's such a fantastic, you know, venue. You really, there's not a bad seat. And we saw that, you know, with Ed Sheeran when, you know, he came out, you know, to the stadium. That was just beautiful, you know. When wherever you were able to experience it, you know, in a very powerful way, and that's what, you know, a venue needs to do, you know. So whatever happens, it's like you can experience it in a much better way, and that's what I think. You know, the stadium is so much better than any other place.
Well, there you have it. That's some great stuff from two people who are close to the birth of BBVA Compass Stadium. I can't thank you both enough for coming in. You know, taking the time out of your busy schedules, Brian. Dash season's coming up by April 15th. How you feeling?
No, I'm excited. I think we finally built a team that's ready to compete for, you know, the championship. You know, we have a young team, motivated team that's probably underperformed last year, that's really has a chip on its shoulder this year, and I think they're going to do real well. You know, and you've seen the men take off, kind of headed in a new direction. I think a direction that we're all getting behind, and really excited to see how they do with their young team as well.
Houston definitely has soccer fever at the moment. So, Shay, as always, thank you for sharing your thoughts, especially on a big, big, amazing milestone for the stadium. So, if you want more information on the stadium or on its upcoming events, you can go to bbvacompassstadium.com. That wraps up our special BBVA Compass podcast on BBVA Compass Stadium and its young history. 5 years running, and may it have many more.